Hello, today is Thursday, March 21st. I'm Tracy Anderson, and thanks for joining me today. It's spring. Let's see how things look now that the weather's getting a little bit nicer. So beef packers are losing money on every animal they harvest. Most recent numbers I saw estimates losing $40 on each and every head of cattle, and that's an improvement over January. Until they return to profitability, weekly harvest will continue to be reduced. Last week's harvest was 601,000 head, up from the prior week's 583,000 head, and way behind last year's same week when 628,000 head were harvested. With tight supplies and improving weather, prices are moving up again next week. The time to buy is now, not later. Waiting will cost you money. The thin meats are most affected by these reduced harvests. Pricing will be moving up steadily higher right now into Cinco de Mayo. Before that festive holiday, though, we have Easter coming up in 2 weeks. Beef is expensive, and it will only continue higher. Buy what you need now. Don't wait. Now let's look at poultry, and stop me if you've heard this before, but chicken prices are moving higher. This chicken's still a good value in protein, but as consumers option out of beef, chicken seems to be the protein of choice. Production is up over last year by about 0.5%, but I expect that to continue to grow. Egg sets are now set well outpacing last year, so the producers are expecting to keep this pipeline full. Looking at next week, all the chicken parts that we look at are moving up. Wings, boneless, skinless breast, and tenders all up again. Hitting the heights of March Madness won't be dampening that momentum either. On the avian flu front, about as good a report as we could hope for, with 2 new cases affecting 50 birds. Not zero, but it's pretty close. Now let's look at grains, and corn closed at 423, down just a bit from last week's 425. Planning for this year's crop looks like expectations for another record crop and a large acreage. Feed cost reductions are finally being recognized on the processing side. This continues to be good news with plenty of corn for everybody who wants some. The rally in soy started last week, and it's all done. It wasn't much. Pricing this week is pretty stable. Looking at wheat, and the EU is planning to hit Russia with import tariffs to combat the recent dumping of wheat on the world market. What I've read is Russia will respond by lowering the prices even more. There's plenty of product available, and pricing is attractive. Now a quick look at pork, and bellies closed at 126, just up from last week's 124. I now think we'll see this market around these values for another few weeks, before heading higher for summer. Butts are still in good demand and holding their current value, while ribs continue higher, with loins always a great protein value. And finally, a look at dairy and mixed news from the CME this week. Through Thursday, barrel is up 5, while barrel is down 1 and butter is down 1. Expectations are for dairy markets to move higher over the next few weeks. We'll keep an eye out to see if that happens. Well, I'm done. Thanks for listening, and let's do it again next week.